Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. This show is not like any other show out there. We tell the truth. No one controls what we say, and we're on a mission to expose what is going on in government on both sides of the aisle and in between. You can go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of the show, and thanks for listening in.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Hey, okay. Let me tell you something. The balance of nature really works, man. I mean, I work constantly on the road, and I put in 60 hours in 4 days, 15 hours a day, and I'm telling you, this stuff works. I don't get sick. I have plenty of energy. I'm 46 years old. I'm an old man, and I can't tell you how grateful I am to have this stuff. So I just want you to know that this stuff really works, and I'm grateful that this Dr. Howard guy figured it out. So I'll leave it at that.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Thanks for listening to The Kate Daly Show. All opinions expressed by the program participants on The Kate Daly Show are solely their own and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of St. George News Radio, KZNU, Canyon Media, or their respective parent companies or advertisers. If you'd like to comment directly, talk lines are open at 888-673-1450. That's 888-673-1450. Or you may email directly at kate@canyonmedia.net. Don't miss Financial Strategies, Saturday at noon on St. George News Radio, 1450 AM and 93.1 FM. Financial Strategies, hosted by Trevor Carlson, will introduce you to the products and professionals that will provide you with the best strategies and tools to live more abundantly. Tune in every Saturday at noon to Financial Strategies, right here on St. George News Radio, 1450 AM and 93.1 FM. Financial Strategies is brought to you by Heritage Reverse Mortgage, an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1497455.
Nielsen RV presents another episode of the Do Nothings.
Hey, Dad, what are we doing this weekend?
Oh, we're the Do Nothings. So Mom will be on her phone, I'm watching TV, and you and your brother will play video games.
Yay! Do nothing again!
Don't be a Do Nothing. Get an awesome RV at a great price with a warranty forever at Nielsen RV off the Bluff Street exit. State Street in Hurricane and NielsenRV.com.
Have you been struggling with erectile dysfunction? Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. There is now a breakthrough and long-lasting fix for erectile dysfunction that does not require medication, injections, or surgery. You heard that right, no more pills. This new treatment is called acoustic wave therapy. It utilizes an FDA-cleared device that is clinically proven to increase blood flow, exactly what you need more of if you have ED. With just a few short treatments in our clinic, you can eliminate erectile dysfunction completely. Call in the next 3 minutes and we'll give you the initial doctor's exam, assessment, and blood flow ultrasound totally free. That's a $300 value. Call now, 435-922-7000. That's 435-922-7000. If you have erectile dysfunction and you're sick of the pills, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now for that free assessment. 435-922-7000.
Hello, Southern Utah. This is Brad Pullman, owner of BT Pearson Tire and Service. Is safety on the top of your list? Well, it is on ours. At BT Pearson Tire and Service, when we pull in cars for oil change, brakes, tires, alignments, it doesn't matter what we are looking at on the vehicle, we are taking an extra step at taking a look at everything on your vehicle to make sure that you are safe. Safety on the road is our number one priority here at BT Pearson Tire and Service. So come by 595 North Bluff and our second location, 2275 Santa Clara Drive.
This is Marty Lane from the Cota Country Morning Show. Here is a real-life story on Rescue Alert of Dixie. My dad fell one day going to answer the door for the CNA that was coming over. He fell and hit his nose right smack dab on the door and caused a pretty bad bloody nose. But that's not the story. Fast forward 2 days, it was a Sunday morning and my mom had left for church. My dad was home alone. He woke up with a pretty good amount of blood where he sleeps. You can imagine this is a pretty scary thing, right? Well, he did the right thing and pushed his button to Rescue Alert of Dixie. They called me. I was able to run over, help evaluate the situation. But could you imagine if he didn't have that button? See, I can't be with my dad 24/7, and neither can my mom. But Rescue Alert of Dixie can. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, they are there for my parents when I can't be. And it costs less than a dollar a day. Call Rescue Alert of Dixie, 435-986-1735. Or go online at rescuealertdixie.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Plum. I recently attended a continuing education course where the presenter asked a room full of dental professionals how many of us had flossed the night before. Only about half the attendees raised their hands. I learned that knowledge may not be the best motivator. So what will motivate you to start working toward that healthy, beautiful smile? A special anniversary or a new relationship? Maybe an upcoming reunion or a child who looks to you as an example. Whatever inspires you to go to the dentist, I hope I see you at Plum Dental. Check us out at PlumDental.com.
You know the old expression, you get what you pay for. Well, how does this sound? Get more than what you pay for. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, and that's the idea behind our big King for a Queen sale going on right now. You buy a Serta Perfect Sleeper or a Beautyrest king-size mattress, but only pay for a queen size. That's a savings up to $1,000. Gotta love it. Best Mattress, home of the 120-day guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Listening to the Kate Daly Show. We're so happy you are. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. If you would be so inclined, you can donate to the show using Patreon or using PayPal, and we sure appreciate that. And it keeps this on the air, and we're just grateful. We actually exist, and we're supplied by your donation. So we actually are excited to have you do that and know that you are helping this cause. This is a huge endeavor every day. And let me tell you, we love it, don't we? You love it. I know you do.
Yeah, I do.
And we're happy to be here to do it because it needs to be done while we still can. That's our biggest issue is while we still can. So I wanted to bring this up for just a moment because I thought this was kind of an interesting link talking about tech and talking about this direction that we were just talking about as far as the Pope coming out, giving his warning, right? His warning on artificial intelligence. Lots of warnings coming out. Is anyone listening? I don't know. I don't think until it shows up at every turn are we actually going to get concerned about it. That's what I worry about.
Well, that's because they're being inoculated against these warnings with the big warning, climate change.
Yeah, climate change.
A lot of people are turning off warnings because of that.
Yeah, I know. It's really sad. Sad that they're getting so duped. Okay, let me talk about Ghislaine Maxwell for a second. We haven't heard anything about her. Okay, we haven't heard anything about her. She's been swept away, and we don't know what she's doing. No news on her. No news on Assange. No news on a lot of people right now. Everything is about Ukraine, right? So let me just tell you just for a second about her sisters, because a lot of people do not talk about this. Ghislaine Maxwell's father was a spy for the Mossad and perhaps the KGB and the British government. And Ghislaine was grooming the young girls for Jeffrey Epstein, right, as we all know, for the purpose of blackmail and extortion. Okay, she was the one that got the girls for him. She was also posing as his girlfriend, too, and was his girlfriend for a little while. Ghislaine has two older sisters, Christine and Isabel. Maxwell, who are, well, they go by, I think they go by different names now, but Christine and Isabel, they're 69-year-old twins. And just to let you know what they're into, this whole family of the Maxwells, they've gained access into the highest levels of government through tech, creating the Magellan search software in the 90s. Christine Maxwell ran a company in the 1980s called Information on Demand that was tied to the Library of Congress. She actually did the software. After selling Magellan, she created Kiliad, right? Software that is used by the FBI to store massive amounts of data. How convenient.
And I'll bet they never put a back door in.
Oh, ever. Never. And they never shared info, and they never spoke, right? And nothing ever, right? Gilead's search products were installed in Hewlett-Packard's servers that were used by the NSA for surveillance after 9/11. This is Christine Maxwell's sister. I'm sorry, Ghislaine's sister, Christine. She's an advisor to the United Nations. Meanwhile, Isabel is involved in ComTouch, her twin, the Israeli Pronto email company created in the 1990s that had a recorder built into the system for voicemails. She's got some hookups.
Yep.
Yeah. And then Isabel is a member of the World Economic Forum that is pushing for the fourth revolution that is involved in transhumanism, robotics, brain chips, and artificial intelligence. And if anyone remembers, Ghislaine was really into that submarine, the submarine business that she had, mm-hmm. and making sure that you could travel under the water. It was very weird for her because there really wasn't like a real point to her company. It was just kind of, it was something that she paraded around, I think got dollars for, but I'm not quite sure what the end result there was supposed to be.
I think
what
that
she was doing.
That fourth revolution is mm-hmm. what that caller was talking about.
Yes, where they'd be really happy if humanity was wiped off the face of the earth. Yeah. They'd be super happy about
Once
it.
Their chips are implanted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. So isn't that kind of interesting? You have all of these characters that are familial and very intertwined, and it seems to be this sort of hub of a group that's been working for decades mm-hmm. in these industries that have pivotal positions to software, to data, to blackmail, to corruption. And you know what? I'm so happy it's all finally coming out. I really am. You know, a lot of people didn't even think about Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein very often, did they, before this last couple of years?
Yeah.
They didn't really, I mean, we knew because he was in court, but we also knew he got off. And I don't think to the degree that we know now about what happened, but I wanted to bring that up because I thought that's weird. It is. It's strange.
It's very strange. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Yeah. And you know, did the Ghislaine sisters have a backdoor to the FBI? Amazing Polly actually has a video on this that you guys can check out. She's got some great stuff. I like Amazing Polly. I'll ask her to be on the show. She's done some great investigative work. She really digs in deep and goes for the story. I can totally respect that. So she actually did a piece on the backdoor part of that. But I had to bring it up. The other thing, too, I wanted to mention comes from the 10th Amendment Center. And this was, they repeated this piece on Activist Post. But this piece was all about what is the big problem with facial recognition? You know, the direction that we're going in with AI and surveillance. And really to kind of dial that down, I thought this was good because it was talking about cities that are finally saying, I'm not quite sure about this. Because, you know, Detroit has cameras everywhere. They're following in China's footsteps, and so are a lot of our cities here in America. And here is the problem. It eliminates human and judicial element behind the existing warrant system by which governments must prove that planned surveillance is both constitutional and sufficiently narrow to protect targets and bystanders' fundamental rights.
Sure.
By the wayside, right? Fundamental rights to privacy, which also simultaneously providing the government with the ability to exercise its duties. So it circumvents that whole entire right that the government is supposed to protect for you. And facial recognition technology automates the search and seizure and analysis process that was pursued on a narrow basis through stringent, constitutionally established, human-centered oversight in the judiciary branch. But now, because of all of these new surveillance recognitions, and now we have, 30 feet away, they can tell what's under your clothes.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have all of these dragnets of recognition now everywhere with cameras. Now we have this, the nature of facial recognition technology. Governments cannot reasonably support by oath the particular persons or things to be seized anymore because it's so vast. And so the automation of surveillance fundamentally undermines anybody's liberty. So that being said, I just wanted to bring that up because I think there are some people out there that go, oh, well, facial recognition's okay because it's just scanning the faces to look for a bad guy.
Well, and also you have to consider that the people in our bureaucracies are very honorable people. They're not going to abuse any of this.
Never. Never. And also it's sometimes not right. And I think there's this allowance for all this kind of technology and in the direction that we're going with everything that I just mentioned before in talking about this fourth revolution too. This is part of that fourth revolution. Mm-hmm. Why? Because this is a dragnet to be able to incarcerate, to eliminate people that they could find threatening in any way. Maybe threatening to expose corruption, threatening in any way, and that we aren't realizing what a violation of rights this is, and our God-given rights, and so it's so horrific in nature. So you have this, you have red flag laws, you have TAPS, pre-crime, and this really is an era of pre-crime with this as well, because this is a dragnet without ever having to go in with a warrant to prove that you can be surveilled. You're being surveilled all the time.
Yep.
That's pretty sickening stuff. I don't know about you, but that doesn't make me very happy. And it feeds into the broader surveillance state. So.
Yeah. See, I don't worry about surveillance too much because I don't do anything wrong.
Marty Pants. Well, you know how many people feel that way?
A lot.
I'm fine. That's how I don't do anything.
Yeah, no, I got nothing to hide.
Well,
nothing to hide.
I know. The new Wi-Fi, by the way, the new Wi-Fi that they have sees through walls and identifies people from video footage. I don't think we can even compute what we're getting ourselves into, by the way. I really don't. 5G is rolling out and it's extremely powerful. It's ridden with all kinds of problems for our health. And it's pervasive in its surveillance capabilities of this particular technology. You want to think that there, you know, you can see a camera pointed at you. What if you don't even see the camera? The camera's behind a wall. I mean, that's scary. That is a very scary thing.
Yep.
So there's a lot of this development. This has been in the works for a long time, and the researchers at MIT came up with this, how to use Wi-Fi signals to see behind walls and map a room in 3D. And you can reflect the signal, and then it also locates the movements of people or objects in the room pretty clearly, actually.
Yeah.
I was just viewing a photo, and it looks very, very clear. So they can use a wireless transmitter fitted behind a wall, and computer scientists have developed a device that can map this, scanning for human bodies. This is why I say that, you know, the executive order with Obama, when it went through, and it was the order that gave leeway for the government, even in times of non-emergency, to take everything you have, and how exposed we truly are with surveillance like this, in trying to keep anything for yourself, in trying to, if they were to ever come and take everything, and they do have the ability on the books to do that, can you hide anything? You couldn't even do that. Not with this kind of technology and not with 5G rolling out.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
I think you could hide some things if you started doing it about 50 years ago.
If you can get creative, knowing what they can do and how they can do it is scary. Knowing that we have robotics in the works that can do so many things and so much quicker and faster than us. Talk about dominating. No wonder we're getting warnings on this. And no wonder people are trying to warn. I don't know if anyone's listening. I think we just think that it's so far off. That's our problem. Don't you think? We just think it's so far away.
And, we always think it's far away.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think that is at all. I really don't. We really need to be looking at this. We really do. And 5G, I need to bring on another guest for 5G, I suppose, because there's a lot of people asking now more and more questions as it's starting to come into the cities. We're all starting to get it. It's rolling out right now. Yeah. So you might see some health stuff happening. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. Thank you for listening to The Kate Daly Show. You can go to The Kate Daly Show on Facebook, The Kate Daly Show on Twitter. Happy to see you there. And also message me. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at kate@katedalyradio.com. Go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of our live show.